You're kinda cute, but it's raining harder. My shoes are now full of water. Lovely to be rained on with you. It's kinda cute, but it's so short. Then you're driving me home, and I don't wanna leave, but I have to go. You kiss me in your car, and it feels like the start of a movie I've seen.
If you're just tuning in right now, this is Sam with Layla and Ava on Emotion Motion Sickness, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tusk Free Form Radio. We are with Alola by The Kinks.
C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name, and in a dark brown voice she said hello. Please be tight.
One day, I'm gonna understand.
Chose to use my heart.
Now the joy of
Valentine's door. I've never been in love like this before. Now let me pray to keep you from the perils that will surely come. See, life for you, my prince, has just begun. And I thank you for choosing me to come through on your life to be a beautiful reflection of his grace. See, I know that a gift so great is only one God could create. And I'm reminded every time I see your face that the joy of my world is in Zion. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Now the joy of my world is in Zion.
Okay, how many people in here have ever been in love? I know none of the guys gonna raise their hand, but how many of y'all ever been in love? Well, I know none of the guys been in love. We don't get in love, right? Oh, let this black man right here tell what love, right? Oh, let this black man right here tell what his idea of love is. Cause not all the time we hear young black men talk about love.
All right, that was To Zion by Miss Lauryn Hill featuring Carlos Santana. That was what you guys chose.
Yeah. Thoughts? That was a personal choice.
I've actually never heard it until
really?
Today. Yeah.
Ugh. Miss Lauryn Hill is like the best of the 90s.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did not know that one. Right. Next is more of Layla's selections.
Me.
Yes, you. It's My Sharona by The Knack.
Oh my god, guys.
What's your story with that song?
So, when I was younger, I watched all of Full House, seasons 1 through, I believe, 8. There's 8 seasons or 9. I watched it all, okay? And there's an episode where Uncle Jesse goes to his 10-year high school reunion. Mm-hmm. And his high school band gets back together and they play My Sharona. And I listened to it on Full House and I was hooked from a young age. And I rediscovered my love for this song recently. So, yeah, I'm a big fan, needless to say.
This is another one that I haven't heard.
Same, I haven't heard this one either.
I think I might have played this. No,
I guess we'll see after we listen. Maybe.
Actually, you would probably remember if I played it, because like he says like My Sharona like a bunch, so like it would be kind of shocking.
It would have stuck
if you didn't remember that.
I've never heard this one, so
enjoy, guys.
I'll enjoy it.
I'm excited.
Oh my.
That was West Coast by Lana Del Rey, another one of your selections.
Classic.
Ultravines is a good album, honestly.
So good. Like, didn't we play Lana Del Rey one time and then we like, I found out she's from
New York. Oh, New York. Yeah, we did because that was in our like New York episode. New York. Yeah,
what part of New York is she from?
She was born in Manhattan and then she moved.
Okay.
But she was born in Manhattan.
But where? Oh, so where did she live?
Either Upper West or Upper East.
Okay.
I think it's Upper West. Wait, okay. I could look it up, honestly. But...
Hold on, let me check this.
Like birthplace? She was born in Manhattan.
This is important, guys.
This is very important. Have to know. I have to, like, look at this on Wikipedia.
But she's singing about the West Coast?
No, come on, that's now. A little ironic. Is that even the right, like, term of use of that word?
Ironic.
Yeah. I'm literally, like, scrolling to, like, personal life.
I just want to know where she grew up. It's important to me.
She didn't grow up in New York, but she was her birthplace was...
Oh. Wait, so then where did she grow up?
She was raised, like, upstate, like, in the suburbs. Oh, but she was
upstate.
Wait, like, I'm like...
She's an enigma.
This is what it says on Wikipedia. Raised in upstate New York, Del Rey moved to New York City in 2005 to pursue a music career.
Okay.
So
she's a New Yorker.
She's a New Yorker. She was born in 1985 in New York City. So, at least that's what Wikipedia says.
I believe it. I will believe anything that I read.
I kind of eat Wikipedia.
Especially
up.
If it's online.
Like, my critical thinking skills are out the drain when Wikipedia shows up.
Oh my god, at a literal zero. Even though you can edit Wikipedia articles, like, if you want to.
I actually did that with my high school's Wikipedia page.
You can literally just go in there and be like, actually, that's wrong.
No, like, I did. That's exactly what I did. And they're like, what's the title of the yearbook? I was like, The Observatory.
Get it right.
Literally. All right, so we're... in the halfway mark of the second hour.
Oh yeah,
so
guys.
So Leila was going to read the PSA for us.
I have something really important to say, which is that there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Yay.
Yeah.
In other news, my mom texted me as you were reading that Lana Del Rey, she lived in Lake Placid.
Okay.
So, okay. That is upstate. Like, upstate.
Don't ask me geography questions. I've been so stupid lately. I actually cannot explain it. Like, I will say things that are just so ridiculous.
No, something that just changed my brain chemistry about New York geography was, I don't think you were there, but I went to dinner with, like, it was Karis,
okay.
Nora, and Hillary.
Okay.
I went to dinner with them. And me and Karis had to pull out the five boroughs map.
Oh my god.
We were like, because what's her fit? I forgot who didn't know New York geography. We had to pull out the map.
Lucky me. Like, if you asked me, like, I probably couldn't tell you.
Like, no. Like, the basic of the five boroughs.
No, like, I'm being serious.
Really? Really?
Manhattan, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, and the Bronx?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, actually, guys, I did well.
So we had to pull out the map at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And we were like, these are the boroughs. And then they're like, why don't you call it counties? And I was like,
no.
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 I was like, because we don't.
No, because then Westchester would be a borough. Guys, I'm from the city, I promise. I'm so cool.
All right, next up, we have Party For You.
Oh my god.
By Charlie XCX. It's here.
Just, like, delivered. Just so good. I love it. I just love it. I've been into my, like, hyper-pop moment, but this is more of, like, a relaxed one of hers rather than something.
Not Vroom Vroom.
Yeah, it's not, like, aggressive.
No, Vroom Vroom was an aggressive end to 2022.
Oh, yeah. We were like, okay, this is our last one.
And the people after us? you just saw the blank stares on their faces when they walked in. And
it was also
us.
3 in the morning.
That was even...
when we did this.
It was 3 in the morning and reading period.
Oh my god, yeah, it was reading period.
So it's like we didn't have school.
No, we did not. And should we have been doing work? Maybe.
Maybe. But I didn't even have, like, actual tests. They were all virtual.
Before everything went crazy.
It was
the night before.
Yes.
So.
Talking about that experience, you should have saw the SEC after bomb threats have been lifted.
Wait.
I went? Okay.
Yeah.
So it was the day the SEC was evacuated. So that's the Science and Engineering Complex.
Uh-huh.
The pretty building that is not the Joyce Cummings Center.
I've literally never been in there, by the way. The SEC.
You've never been to, like, Kindleven, at least?
No.
Are you serious?
Is that crazy? Is that psycho? Do I need to?
The smoothies are good, but sometimes the line gets so ridiculous
Yeah.
that it's, like, It's 4:27 and I'm trying to go to my class in Broadfield Pearson.
Yeah.
And I'm like contemplating if I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I did on Tuesday.
Okay.
Not Tuesday. Thursday. I did that. And I showed up into my class at Broadfield Pearson, like the building next to it. 1 minute left. The whole room is staring at me. And the room, there's like 40 kids in the class. And the class is like a shoebox.
Ooh.
There's no windows.
Ooh. Prison.
It was kind of wild.
Prison.
Like
actually, like,
girl, you're talking about prison. Talk about your own dorm room.
Oh my god. Don't bring her into this. I live in a prison cell. It's actually so bad, guys. Comparatively, like, and I'm not gonna say Tufts rooms are bad because they're not. Actually, a lot of them are very spacious and like
mine is actually not that bad.
No, so many of them are so nice. Like, I mean, the ones uphill are all really nice except for Hill Hall. Sorry, I'm a hater. But Metcalf, so nice. Love it in there. It's like a house. It's so lovely.
You spend every second of your day in there.
I spend all of my time in Metcalf, guys. But when I'm in Hodge, in my own dorm, it is a prison cell because I'm convinced it's a force double.
I think it's a force double.
I think it is. I think it might have been the accessibility single at one time.
My friend has one of those in Miller.
Right. Because it's like, it's not small enough to have been a single into a force double. Like, it's not that level, but it is small.
It's, yeah.
Like, real small.
No, like, the door itself is a safety hazard.
No, it's so bad.
Because, like, you can bang into, like, Karis's thing.
You can't fit anything.
And then I noticed on your wall, it has, like, a enclave.
Yes.
Like, where the handle is supposed to go so it doesn't, like, break the wall.
Right. It's so
bad. I noticed
bad.
That, and I was just like, damn.
Like, it's actually, like, terrible.
What's, like, surprising to me is that my room is actually supposed to be a force triple.
And oh, what?
I can't imagine having three people in my room.
Did you have a third roommate at some point, or just never?
No, it was always a double.
Oh. Yeah, your room is, like, pretty spacious.
Because
well, pretty good for a
and
double.
And also, it's good because it's, like, we have, like, me and my roommate, we have our own, like,
yeah, own, like, areas.
Which is, like...
Not me and Karis. Like, our stuff just, like, bleeds into each other. Good thing we really like each other.
No!
Otherwise, it would have been a nightmare.
If I was in your room...
Oh, my God, please! We're on air! Please!
I think we know what would have happened.
Oh, my God. I no comment.
No comment.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that right now.
Honestly. Like, I'm kind of happy. I'm at peace with myself, honestly.
No, yeah, like, it's all about finding your own peace and finding your own happiness.
I find my own happiness in my room.
I know how you create your own happiness, and it's that JBL speaker. I love walking down the hallway. It's, like, 4 in the afternoon, and I just hear the tunes.
No, and then, no, when my roommate comes in, I just, like, pause it. And it's so awkward. I just,
we don't,
like,
know who's listening, please.
I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
I'm just
that's
saying,
true.
Like, I pause it because it's just, like, awkward.
When yeah, no, I get that. I get
when
that.
We're just, like, both, like, in the room listening to my music.
I get that. No, that's fair. That's fair.
Like, that's where. So I'm just, like, so when I hear, like, the keys rustle, I'm like,
pause. Yeah.
And then, no, also, another one I do is I watch my shows, like, when I'm alone in my room, like, without, like, headphones.
Yeah.
And let's just say it's Jesse. Like, I'm watching Jesse.
What? That's so funny.
That's what I've been watching recently.
Please.
You just saw me last night. I was sitting in my room, like, watching Jesse.
Oh, my God. Is that even. They're not even, like, is there a linear plot? No. Like, each episode is kind of a standalone, like, vignette, right?
Because I kind of, yeah, honestly, yes, because I kind of, like, skip.
Yeah.
Like, I skip episodes.
There's no,
like,
through line.
Like,
or,
it's
like very minimal.
It's, like, very minimal through line.
Like, there'll be, like, the final episode of the season's, like, oh, my God. Wait, didn't Jesse move to Africa? Am I tripping?
Okay.
Did she get married?
I actually had to look this up.
Yeah.
So basically what happened was that she was supposed to, like, marry, like, the neighbor's, like, nephew
or
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, she ended up, I don't even know, but, like, she ended up, I think they called things off or something.
Oh, my God.
At the end.
Drama!
But it feels like a party every day.
Speaking of feeling like a party every day.
Party for you! All right. Here we go. I think... audience needs to hear it now.
Mm-hmm.
Verse. It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Say, tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original Rough Shakers.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can win? I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style, she knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Herbs the word, spins the verb. Lovers it curves so freak what you heard. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
oh,
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now don't up for the thing. Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees to buy this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake boards? How shows improves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a play it's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block. I'm as real as can be. Word is on. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen
no
and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag.
Girl,
it up.
Got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag. In full effect, right? Ain't nothing going on but the rent. Yeah. Play on, play it.
Play on, play it.
Play on,
play on,
play on,
play on.
Cause I like it.
I like
no diggity, no doubt. Yeah.
Black Street Productions.
We out, we out,
right?
We out, we out,
we out.
All right, that was No Diggity by Backstreet featuring Dr. Dre and Queen Pen that you recommended.
That was me. So fire. So fire. Who remembers it from the Pitch Perfect riff off? Guys,
I'm not ashamed to admit that that is where I heard it.
I heard it for the first time. Too, yeah.
But to be fair, when that movie came out, we were 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, where else would I have heard it?
That's true.
The real question is, why were we as 8 year olds watching Pitch Perfect? That movie is not appropriate.
I remember in fifth grade, my mom took me and, like, my two friends to see Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh.
We were 11!
No, I'm saying, like, it's so fire.
Yeah.
But at the time, I did not understand that what I was hearing were, like, innuendos and stuff. Like, yeah, I was like, oh, haha. Like, girl, you do not get the joke.
No, I didn't, actually didn't get the jokes until I got older.
I literally, someone's, like, must have been 9 year old birthday party. We watched that movie for the birthday party. What?
No way.
Yes. Like, we all went to her house. We all sat down with the popcorn. The parents put it on. I'm like, this is unreal. I think they saw, like, all singing, a little love story, like something for the girlies.
Yeah.
No. 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 It is not appropriate. But now that I am of age, I look back and I can understand the jokes, and I think it's great.
I remember in third grade, what happened was that everybody learned, like, the cup song, and people would even do it without the physical cup.
No. They would just do it with the hands.
Yeah, and then people would go like this.
Yes.
Like, I know our viewers can't visualize what's happening right now, but Layla's watching me.
Yeah.
People would go like this, yeah, and they wouldn't, like, do the physical motion of, like, flipping the cup, and it would, like, set me off. I would be like, "You are doing it
you
wrong.
You don't even know how to do it. Yeah. What's like, wrong with you?"
And I was like, "See, you have to flip the cup." And people would just be like,
"They're like, people just never understood."
And I was just like, "You need a cup with you. Would you do that with your actual?" It was
always that deep.
I genuinely think I ended a friendship with that.
Really? You know what? And that was a friendship that didn't need to happen.
It didn't need to happen.
It was a sign.
No, it was a sign. But the weird part is that that girl is, like, best friends with my, like, best friend.
Oh, degrees of separation.
So, yeah. Yeah.
But no more friendship because she can't figure out how to mime flipping a cup. Valid.
I got my ticket for the long round.
So gas.
All right. So next is we have Fade Into You by Mazzy Star.
Oh my God. Guys, can I share something? Yeah. Shout out my dad who's listening right now. The lead singer of Mazzy Star is Hope Sandoval.
I didn't know it was a band.
Yes.
Okay.
Hope's, I'm probably mispronouncing, but Sandoval.
Uh-huh.
Fire, right? My dad has a fat crush on her. So, Hope, if you're listening, hit up my dad. Hit me up and I'll link you up with my dad.
Oh my God.
Not trying to air him out right now. Dad, it's okay. There's not that many people listening. Actually,
let's see. I'll do a little.
Maybe I'm actually lying. Maybe we have a ton of listeners.
16.
Okay.
We've decreased.
So, Dad, don't worry. Only 16
hours.
People heard. Well, that's also not including people who are listening on the actual radio, right?
I don't know. I actually don't know how to count that, honestly.
Oh, okay. So maybe there's more people.
Maybe.
Maybe Hope is out there.
Yeah. And then we're going to follow it up with Jolene by Dolly Parton, which I chose. Because I got into a little Dolly Parton, like, era.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the concept of eras is what I don't understand. Because people would be like, Dolly Parton era, and it'll last like a week.
No, that's not an era. That's a blip in time.
Like, someone, like, posted, the TikTok trend of, like, my eras. I'm like, girl, your Hawaii era lasted 1 week.
No, they'll be, like, the eras of my 2022. And it's, like, literally one day that they did something.
like, dyed my hair era.
That's not an era. You just did something. Like, it's an activity. Like, what?
Like, softball era. Actually, no, that is a real era because I did. Softball season is an era in itself.
No, that's fair. Also, the era, like, for that would be, like, your whole life, right? Like, if you started playing when you were little, like, you're just in your era. Like,
yeah.
It's, like, it ebbs and flows.
Like, I played since I was, like, five, six. Like, mm-hmm. That's 13 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
13, 12, give, take. Like, 13 years, give, take of my life. That is an era in itself. But people will be like, dyed my hair era. And it's, like,
no.
A day.
You did not, actually. Like, you can have a dyed hair era when your hair is dyed a certain
color or like you dye it, and for the duration of that you are in an era where you feel different than you did before, but it's not your dyeing your hair era. Like, no, like that's an activity. You did it one
time.
What
are other eras that like have irked me?
No, people will be like, my like this artist era, you know what I mean? Like they'll be like, my like Charlie XCX era, and I'm like, we've been on this, like I don't really know. And like, does it mean that's over now? Did you, you're done now? Like,
yeah,
I'm just confused.
Another one that's bothered me is like the situationship era. Like,
oh my god, don't get me started on situationships. What is that? Like, what is that? Explain.
Like, girl, that lasted 2 weeks.
I don't understand what a situationship is. Like, I don't get it.
Okay, what I think a situationship is like when like there's something there, but it's not like defined,
and like, and then you're not dating. Like,
you're
like,
not dating.
No. One or both parties like don't want to date.
Yeah, okay. And then it's, I think it's more of the concept that like there's like a lack of communication as to like defining the relationship, because I don't think people will straight up be like, oh, we're in a situationship.
Yeah, like that's not like the title.
I think they'll just be like, it's more of like what you say to people when there's like a lack of communication as to like what is your relationship.
I feel like the situationships have been on the rise so much lately. And, like, I just know so many people who are in, like, self-proclaimed situationships, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, no one is happy. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it makes no one happy.
Uh-huh.
That's my two cents. I actually don't know what I'm talking about. If you're in a situationship and you're happy, I'm happy for you.
No, I'm happy for them, honestly.
No, like, I love it. But also... No. Yeah. It's just like a newfangled thing that I had never heard of before.
I think it's a new thing in Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
But I think if I was like 14 and I saw the word situationship, I would use on like every single set, like everything.
That's,
I would
so
like
true.
Define everything if I was 14 years old as a situationship.
Yeah.
But now, like, oh my I'm God, just my, like.
Yeah, true.
Like, I think it's a messy sort of
thing. It is messy, but, like, that's, that's a college moment.
I feel like if you define something as a situationship, like, if you know what? If it's successful, it's successful. But, like, in most cases, it's not.
I know. Like, I feel like I rarely hear about success stories with that.
Yeah, and it's just, like...
Just people getting sad. Yeah. They're sad.
And I feel bad, honestly, like, when people, like... are sad based off of like a situationships, but like, okay, talking about like sadness over relationships, like a friendship breakup,
those like are the so saddest sad. thing. I honestly, well, let me actually not even jinx that. I was just gonna say, like, I have not went through that.
I've
in
gone
like
through that
a pretty recent time frame. Like, mine, I would say freshman year of high school was like a, there was like definitely, you know what I mean,
I've like gone
there was a
through,
moment
like a moment of them, and one of them honestly was like in recent times.
Oh really?
Like nothing, it's just like stop talking.
Damn.
And I was just like, I don't know why.
That's just so bizarre. It's like a
it's always like bizarre too.
It's always worth it to have a conversation. Like, if
no, the, I
you
like,
know what I mean?
I would try to start conversation and I'm just like, you don't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
And it's like clear that it's like very one-sided, and okay, like I'm not even gonna bother. But honestly, it's like, I'm fine, but it's just like, in the moment, it's just like, oh, it's like, it sucks.
I just think that, like, overall, ignoring or, like, fizzling out, like, that kind of stuff is just never, it's not fair, you know? Because then the other person's always going to wonder, like, what did I do? Mm-hmm. And, like, there could have been something to fix it, right?
No, that's exactly what, like, the state of mind.
Yeah.
My state of mind right now. Where I'm like, okay, like, if we did, like, actually talk, like, whatever. At this point, I'm kind of whatever about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you do you.
Honestly, like, just like life. Prioritize your own happiness.
Exactly.
Like, that's the only person that's, that, like, that's the number one person that you should think about, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you're just, like, if you end up doing everything for everyone else, like, you're just going to be unhappy. I mean, unless
that's very
it's
real.
People that,
it's
you
just
know,
like,
reciprocate.
No. Because, like, the thought that, like, there's someone in this world that, like, knows, like, you, like, at the back of your hands, and now you, like, do not talk to that person anymore.
Oh, that's so weird, because they also... Because
then it's weird.
Like, they know, like, a version of you that doesn't exist anymore. You know what I mean? Like, my freshman year best friend, who's not my friend anymore...
Yeah.
...remembers a version of me that, like, is not my current version. It's been 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, like, bizarre. Much to think about.
That was a lot to think about as we close out the hour. Contemplation. It's 6:57.
Yeah.
The Sweet Town, unfortunately, will be played on automation today. Very sorry, Sweet Town. But we should close the hour out with
a banger.
Should we do Fade Into You or Jolene?
Oh my God, that's actually really tough. Two bangers, to be honest. Personally, I would vote Fade Into You because
it's like one of my each individual one we've chosen.
Right. Well, can't we just cue them up and play them?
We can honestly play both of them.
Let's do both.
And then we're going to do
some sad. Some automation.
Automation for Sweet Town.
Yep.
All right. Fade Into You. I actually never heard this song.
Oh my God.
Isn't that sad?
Well, you're going to love it. I promise.
Really? Okay. So this is Sam.
This is Layla.
And next time you'll probably hear from us is when Layla becomes a trained DJ.
Oh my God, guys. I'm going to do this for real, not just as a guest.
If you're a tough student listening right now, go to the WMFO interest meeting, 5 p.m. Monday at Pearson 104. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Swag.
Yay. All right, we're going to play some Fade Into You now.
I look to you and I see nothing.